This is Bill Bodio, the director of the Center for Psychology and Faith. I'm oftentimes asked in the course of conversations with people seeking relief from the stress and pressure of daily life, what really matters? What should matter to me? Happiness in our contemporary culture is oftentimes thought of as a feeling of euphoria or high energy or passion. And certainly those are wonderful gifts to have, but they don't necessarily sustain a existential grounding, a grounding in which a sense of purpose or meaning is not only evolved, but is sustained. So what really does matter? I think the answer to that ultimately is defining what our own existence really is about. In this culture, we hear the idea of my body, my time, my priorities, my rights. A great gift of liberty in this culture is certainly precious. But there's an alternative view that has been present throughout mankind since the dawn of recorded history and probably well before that. And that's the idea that my life doesn't truly belong to me, that I am a steward of this gift of life, and that my existence is due to a power greater than myself. In the Christian consciousness, of course, we call this person, you know, the Holy Trinity. We call Jesus Christ the center of our consciousness about those transcendent themes that allow us to contemplate what matters. In short, what matters is what we discern God's will to be more than our own. Is there a relevance between what matters to us? Yes. I think there are desires of the flesh that can be looked at as a kind of desire that rivals our godly instincts, but for my religious tradition, that's not necessarily true. That we have been created in the image and likeness of God. And so our desires can be sacred, they can be beautiful, but they're vulnerable to contaminants, to areas of consciousness in which we drift away from prioritizing God's will and pursuing our own. And so that's always a danger. But we should recognize that oftentimes our great passions and energies come from the very gifts that God has given us. So what matters is not so much happiness, but peace of soul, a deeper level of contentment, having a sense that what I'm doing is consistent with the life and teachings of Jesus Christ, whom as a Christian, we come to call God. This Christian consciousness, in many ways, is not that different than the Buddhist view of morality or the Hindu challenges to consciousness, at least at some sort of superficial level. But at a deeper level, we believe in this very deep personal encounter. To the Buddhist, the individual life and these energies are a source of desire, which is based on an illusion of the self. To a Hindu, you know, the desires are transitory and are ultimately to be transcended after karma is achieved and reincarnation is going on. But to a Christian, we look to be sanctified. We look to be purified. We look, as the Apostle Paul talked about, the death of our own desires, and we die not into the abyss of consciousness that a Buddhist might ask for, but into the love and will of God himself. This ultimately can help us comprehend what matters.